Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Today, your guest host, Karen Benton, is here. Karen is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. Joyful, abundant, and bursting with energy. Here is your guest host, Karen Benton.
Hello, this is Karen Benton, and welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am filling in for Colette today and every third Wednesday of the month. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and at transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through the HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. It is my pleasure and honor to share life-transforming information and provide you with opportunity to experience the power of energy medicine. Shift challenges into possibilities with us. We would love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Today, this community will have the opportunity to experience the power of a very unique group body talk energy session at the end of the show. So stay tuned and be sure to listen in all the way to the end. It's going to be a fun hour. So my guest today, I'm so honored to have her here and joining our community, is Dr. Laura Stuve. She is a PhD molecular biologist and an advanced instructor and practitioner of mind-body medicine called the Body Talk System. She got her PhD at UCSF in biochemistry and then did a postdoctoral fellowship at Stanford working on the Human Genome Project, which many of you out there who were around in the 80s might remember all the hype around that. We are so honored to have her here. She has a very rich and vibrant background in the field of molecular genetics, and we are so excited to talk to her about that. Currently, she trains healthcare practitioners and people of any background to listen to the stories behind the symptoms, to turn their intuition into a superpower, to use the latest scientific discoveries on the impact of lifestyle on health, epigenetics, to unlock chronic disease. And things that we're going to focus on today are resetting the ancient harmony between the microbiome and the immune system to effectively resolve the modern diseases such as allergies, food intolerances, asthma, inflammation, chronic pain, and autoimmune disorders. So welcome. Join with me today. Welcome, Dr. Laura Stuve. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Karen. And thank you, Transformation Talk Radio, for hosting me today. It's exciting to be here.
We love to have it. I love sort of the resonance, because I often get the question for me, you know, that's so interesting that you are an acute care trauma nurse and, you know, a nurse practitioner with surgery, and then you've now transferred into mind-body medicine. So I'm really excited to explore this transition with the community that you experience with your incredible background in molecular biology. particularly, you know, your involvement on the Human Genome Projects.
All
so
right,
do tell us, you know,
do.
About your background. Share with us the highlights and how that led to your transition into your current iteration of your career and passion.
So my scientific career phase was really focused on understanding what causes disease down at the deepest molecular level. And that journey first took us to the genome, the DNA, the genes. And it was very exciting to work for my PhD project in this area, looking at how in some cells genes are on and in other cells they're off. And they switch these states of expression or being on and off in different states of health and disease. And so that's the first thing that got me started in this area. And then at the very beginning of the Human Genome Project, my PhD advisors were key scientists that moved in and started that project. So I had the opportunity to be part of that very exciting adventure in science. So if I were to share some of the most exciting things about the Human Genome Project, it was really, part of it was figuring out how to do it. Like, how are we going to dive in the cells and capture the human DNA in a way that we can read the letters of the code? And so we had to explore how to do it.
And there was so much excitement, right? Like around it, there was excitement that we were going to find out all the complexities and learn and know all the answers for disease and health, right? That was the belief when the project was underway.
That was certainly the perspective of all of us working on the project.
Yeah.
Basically, this was the book of life. And once we had this book and could read it, everything was going to be clear in terms of health and disease.
Yeah.
And so,
I remember that. I was pretty young, but I remember that, you know, the excitement around it. Yeah. So go ahead and share what happened.
So the first thing that I want to share is for those of us working on the Human Genome Project, there was a betting pool of how many genes there were going to be in the human genome.
Of course.
And our understanding of the complexity of our biology. And so we were expecting 1 million genes. 500,000. The low ends of the estimates were 100,000, 200,000. And so the first big shock came at the end of the day when we discovered there's more like 20,000, at the most now 22 or 23,000 human genes, which is really about the same as a tiny worm or a fruit fly. And so it really was a shock in the community. It did not explain the complexity of our biology.
Yeah, and our understanding, right, that we were, right, exactly, more complex than a fruit fly or more complex than a worm, those kind of things, and our belief that we were something that the other things we come in contact with in this world are not, and it sort of takes that away, right, and makes it like, changes the whole framework that we look through our own lives in.
Yes, it definitely was a shocker. And that one of the fascinating things, though, is we now understand the story. We understand the story of our complexity. So over the past 8 to 10 years with the human microbiome, the rest of the puzzle of human complexity has been elaborated, and we do see those millions of genes, but they are not human genes. They are microbial genes.
Beautiful, right? Microbial genes. And guess what? They're not out there, right?
Yes, the microbial genes within the ecosystem of our bodies. So they contribute the rest of the complexity of our incredible physiological capabilities.
Now, was this something that you found when you were working on identifying genes involved in chronic disease, or this was work that was further on when, that the NIH learned during the project on the microbiome?
It was not something that really was identified when I was working in, I worked both on the Human Genome Project, and then I moved into the biotechnology industry. Mm. And I worked at two different companies that did very basic science type of research, continuing on the work of the human genome, looking to identify genes involved in different states of health, chronic disease. So both things like psychological issues like bipolar and ADHD, as well as different types of cancers and cardiovascular disease. So we were really focused on the human genes, and a lot of the story in those diseases is definitely in the human genes, but the key surprise that we found at that point at the Human Genome Project, really about, 2000, 2005, moving on, even 2010, so just really a few years ago, is that most of the story in health is not in the genes. It's not in this book of life that we really thought was going to hold all of the answers. But the story of health and disease is in how our genes interplay and interact with our environment, with our lifestyle, how we live our lives.
Beautiful. I love that, right? And that's really such a change of focus for so many of us, right? We were really sort of raised, our generation in particular, to believe that's your lot in life. There's your genes, sigh, those SAT scores, you're stuck with them for life. You can't improve, or, whatever you were born with, that was where you go. And now we're learning these incredible unrecognized potential as we start to integrate some of the latest research. And we're going to get into that when we come back after the break. We're going to start looking at and exploring Dr. Lara's incredible knowledge about the microbiome and the information that it provides for us. So you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am Karen Benton, and I am filling in today for Colette. My guest is Dr. Lara Stuve, and when we return, we will continue with this amazing talk. Call in 1-800-930-2819 with any questions or comments or concerns or shares, and we will make some shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Website, nothing. We are back on The Truth Is Funny. I am Karen Benton, and I am filling in for Colette today. My guest is Dr. Laura Stuve. And before we continue, Dr. Laura, could you share your contact information with our audience?
Yes, you can find me at DNAintuitive.com, my website, and that's where you can find out about mind-body medicine and training opportunities and this whole exciting field of how our emotions and mind and belief systems impact the health of our body, and how to learn about more opportunities. So there's free lectures and free group sessions, as well as the foundational training in mind-body medicine and advanced trainings in bringing in the latest science and integrating that with mind-body medicine.
Fantastic. And my name is Karen Benton, and you can reach me at, if you have any questions or you have difficulty finding Dr. Laura Stuve's website, is www.karenbenton.com. So we were having a really interesting conversation about learning the latest information that has been revealed through research on genetics and the microbiome. But before we dive right into all that information, I want to explore, have Laura explore with us the transition. You know, you spent 26 years in the human molecular genetics field in academia and biotechnology industry. And for the last 12 years, you've been in clinical practice integrating this background with a mind-body medicine called the Body Talk System. And it's a multidisciplinary intuitive approach. Could you share with us how that transition came about, what led you to it, and, you know, the little nuggets that we all are so interested in that expand what we think's possible, right, from our framework that many of us are operating in when we approach health, wellness, and healing?
Absolutely. So the first thing that I'll say about my background is, although I've been trained as a scientist, I got an undergraduate double major in biology and chemistry, and then my PhD in biochemistry and molecular biology. And then I worked, you know, basically as the senior director at the head of a research lab in two different companies, directing, you know, teams of scientists, dozens of scientists. I've always been very right-brained or intuitive. So I was an artist in college. And when I got to graduate school to survive the rigors of a PhD at UCSF, I joined a dream interpretation group, and dream interpretation is really what led me eventually to mind-body medicine and alternative healing, because it was my first experience of understanding and interpreting healing messages, healing information from the subconscious and from the universal consciousness that came through dreams. And I had very powerful precognitive dreams that informed the scientific experiments that I was doing on the Human Genome Project, pointed to areas that we were making mistakes in our interpretation, and where we could go into the lab and check and confirm that the dreams were correct. So I got very intrigued with this whole area and started exploring both Chinese medicine, which was coming up a lot for me in my dreams, as well as shamanism. Mm. And it was in those kind of interests and my own kind of what worked for me for my own chronic health issues that I eventually ended up at a public talk on Body Talk. Mm. I had been interested in leaving my job in the biotech industry because it was moving away from the basic science that I loved and into more trying to validate pharmaceuticals for the pharmaceutical approach to health and disease, which is not really where my heart was.
Right. So very interesting. I love the resonance because most of the world many of us don't recognize the influence that intuition plays in the fabric of science, technology, and health. And I can concur with that as far as that's really where I started as well, as far as a surgical trauma ICU nurse, that in that moment when the sickest of sick patients were coming in, the practices that we engaged in were very intuitive. It was a team approach that were very intuitive. So as much as we want to believe we have a set framework and we stick to it, in real life, those of us aware recognize the incredible power that intuition plays, even in something, you know, that seems so science-based, so framework, as learning about the human genome and how it functions, as well as life and death situations of working with clients who have been through a major trauma. So I find that powerful, even as a reflection of our own lives and the opportunity for each one of us, right, to explore the intuitive side of our own lives to enhance happiness, life, health, wellness, whatever it might be. So thank you so much for sharing that often unrecognized collaboration of two areas that are not seen to be really one, right? We look at them as totally separate, unrelated. And as you're sharing with us, it was a very powerful part of your science background.
Yeah, the best science, definitely, science and medicine has a lot of intuition woven into all the expression of one's scientific and medical training. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I encourage the community, check out Laura's website. See, I mean, I've taken Dr. Stuve's classes. They're just phenomenal, and she does such a great job of bridging this for so many of us and inviting this other side of our experience to take a larger role in the driver's seat of life, if you will, sharing, you know, with the one that's directing the show and saying, I kind of feel like we need to make a right here.
Yes.
And so let's segue into, we started to touch on it a little bit, about the microbiome. I know this is where your heart and soul is. So let's share us, you know, some of the key points that the audience can learn about the microbiome and how it impacts our functioning as a human, as well as our health and wellness.
So the way that I like to lead into this discussion when I give a talk or a lecture on this topic is to just highlight the fact that over the past 50 to 60 years, the health issues that we go to the doctor for, that we go to our health practitioners for, have completely changed. From infectious diseases like measles and hepatitis and issues like that, to imbalances of the immune system. So infectious disease with the approaches of antibiotics and vaccines in Western medicine has essentially faded away if you look at its dominance over all of human history. So the first, you know, hundreds of thousands of years of humans on the planet, infectious disease was our main health issue. And now there's a new set of modern diseases that are the imbalances of the immune system. So inflammation and chronic pain, digestive issues and food intolerances, allergies, asthma, autoimmune issues are all, you know, doubling, tripling, quadrupling, and skyrocketing. And all of this change has happened in the last little sliver of human history in the last 50 to 60 years.
Mm. So, you know, it's
change,
yeah, so astounding.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, that's just so astounding that it's only been in the last 50 or 60 years. And looking at that is so powerful, and recognizing, you know, people didn't always have lupus and these types of expressions.
Yeah, 7% of the population now in the U.S. has an autoimmune disease. And if you go back 100 years ago, no one had an autoimmune disease. So this is a huge change. And when we dive in and we look at why this has happened, it is because we have an invisible part of our body that we have just discovered, which is an ecosystem within of tens of thousands of different species of bacteria and fungi and yeast and even little viruses that are part of an ecosystem, you know, in our gut, in the inside of our lungs, on the surfaces of our eyes, on our skin. So all throughout the body, we have these tiny invisible passengers that we didn't know about. And collectively, the ecosystem, all of these different ecosystems are called the human microbiome.
Amazing. And so we are really more the ecosystem than we are human cells, right? There's, isn't it like some astounding number of 98% or what is the percentage of microbiome compared to human cells?
So it depends on the paper you read. There's many different
right.
reports. There's a consensus that it's about 10 to 1. So,
yeah.
if we go through some microbiome fun facts, we're about 10% human cells and 90% microbe cells. And only about 10% of our genes are human. So we have our 20,000 odd human genes. And we have over 2 million genes from our microbe partners. So this then is that missing piece of the puzzle from our discussion earlier on the surprising findings of the human genome, that we only have 20 some odd thousand genes.
Wow.
So,
those are
mostly microbes.
Fun facts. So I feel like I would love to pull out of you here. So how do our thoughts and our beliefs and the things that we do most of the time impact this microbiome, right? If that's the primary constituent of our body, you know, you have mentioned that, you know, the mind-body connection. Could you address a little bit about that?
So the microbiome is really a partner with one primary system in the body. So if you only know one thing about your microbiome, the important thing to know is that if your microbiome is healthy, your immune system is healthy and your immune system is in balance. So it's not tipping towards an over-inflammatory, allergic, autoimmune pattern. And when we dive into the immune system, then we see really the most compelling connection between the mind and the body, between our belief systems and our dynamics in all of our interpersonal relationships. They're really playing out at a miniature level in the immune cells in the body. So if we're overreactive, our immune cells are overreactive.
And by you mean, oh,
Go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say, so by overreactive, do you mean something as simple as being scared of, you know, germs and bacteria and viruses, right? Someone who is fearful of these, you know, and has been taught or felt that they're scared of germs and bacteria, is that going to impact the immune system?
That is definitely going to impact the immune system. So if you have a belief system that microbes are bad for you and that they're dangerous and that they're going to make you sick, which is basically the paradigm and the perspective that we all grew up with, the germ theory of disease, that is at some level going to make your immune system more reactive against the friendly microorganisms that are part of your body.
So here I have a question for you. So what if you're seeing a client and they have an autoimmune disease and they say to you, well, I'm not scared of bacteria and viruses, you know, so why is my immune system overreacting? What would you say to them?
So an autoimmune condition is complex. And I would say that I'm sure that there are many different layers that we would tease out, some of which would be belief systems and perspectives. And not all of those might be conscious. The getting to the point of the germ theory of disease and someone saying, well, I don't believe that. I've read newer studies, and I have, you know, I've updated myself on the science. The thing to understand is since we were born, everything that we have heard for the first, you know, however long in our life, every healthcare practitioner that has worked with us has been operating in the dominant paradigm of disease since the 1800s, the germ theory of disease, which is that microbes are dangerous for our health. They cause infections and plagues and epidemics that make us sick and kill us. And that certainly is a very real and true perspective. But the real picture of microbes in health is that if you were to draw a big circle, maybe a circle like 3 feet across in diameter, and put a little tiny dot in the circle with the tip of a pen, the dot would be the pathogens and the dangerous microbes, and the big, huge circle filled with many, many microorganisms, the big circle would be all the friendly, beneficial microbes that are essential to health. So we've been focusing, and all of medicine has been focusing on that tiny dot of the pathogens, and we have to reorient our perspective as a society, as a you know, medical and healthcare profession. So it's such a deeply ingrained perspective that we've, you know, how many antimicrobial products are out there and flu shots and everything. It's just deeply ingrained into the collective consciousness.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's kind of, it brings to home that idea that subconscious is below our awareness, right? So even if you're not aware that you might have some fears that are there, they're running below the surface, right? They're running in the background, influencing, you know, perhaps how much you let your kids out into the dirt, perhaps how many times you let, you know, these beneficial microbes take part and interact with us. And that's not necessarily meaning that anybody needs to change their behavior directly, but it's just about bringing to awareness the larger picture, right? Just like you were saying, reframing to utilize this wealth of beneficial microbes that enhance our immune system as well as our brain functioning, right? Like, it's so, so very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So
if we go back to our mostly microbe perspective, there's one little piece that I like to throw in, which is that they've now determined that 40% of the biochemicals floating around in our bloodstream are not made by our human cells, but they're made by our microbe partners, our microbiome, and many
40%.
Of these tiny biochemicals keep our brains in balance. So they keep our thinking clear and our mood positive, and our memory good and our sleep great. So 40% is a huge number.
Fantastic. So what are the ways that we can enhance the functioning of this microbiome and in turn impact our immune system and the functioning of our brain?
So the great thing about this whole area is there's some very easy, positive lifestyle choices we can make to keep our microbiome healthy. And if we think of just the gut microbiome, for instance, we need to feed the beneficial microbes their ideal diet. And they've grown up over all of human millennia on plant fiber. So that means plenty of fruits and vegetables in your diet, and not like juices without fiber, but you want to eat real fruits and vegetables. So ideally, you know, whether it's raw or cooked, that depends on, you know, your own eating habits, but plant fiber and plenty of plant fiber is key. And the other main thing is to really carefully consider with your healthcare practitioner when and where antibiotics are actually needed. And I could talk about that for 3 hours. So,
but I mean, just in gist, right? Antibiotics clear out your microbiome, right? They're not selective. They don't kill the bug that is causing the damage. They kill and destroy the whole lot of them, correct? That's really where the issue is.
Yeah, so the issue with the antibiotics is they are specifically targeting one class of microbe, bacteria, and so they kill many of the beneficial, they don't distinguish between pathogenic, dangerous bacteria and good bacteria. They kill friends and foes alike, and they're going to devastate your gut microbiome, your respiratory microbiome, etc. And a single course of antibiotics that is routinely given for an ear infection or something minor will take, even after 4 years, there's only partial recovery of the microbiomes in the body.
Wow.
So some
wow.
species are lost forever and you never get them back.
Amazing. Now here's the thing. So your practice, you don't prescribe antibiotics and you don't necessarily give nutritional advice, right? What is the main modality that you utilize for the clients that you see?
So I'm a body talk instructor and practitioner, and that's what I've been doing for almost 13 years now. So Body Talk is the main platform that I use in my clinic, and it is a way to access really the story behind the symptoms. So what is going awry that is creating the client's symptoms, and to really, as we see that story, to heal things from the ground up, by clearing the emotional aspects, shifting limiting belief systems, resetting harmony in the microbiome and between the microbiome and the immune system, identifying where there are toxins and things to avoid in the person's life. So the body has all of this information, and Body Talk is really the key to access these fascinating and powerful stories of healing that are within the body.
Oh, fabulous. So we will, this is fantastic. I can't wait to dive into this a little more. And I think when we get back from the break, I want to share some case studies. I know there's a particular population that you work with that is experiencing quite dramatic results. And I would like you to share some of those case studies with us, as well as addressing the power of utilizing, you know, how you can utilize this work right away in the format that you practice, the mind-body medicine called Body Talk, versus waiting for, you know, research application to make it into the medical field, which tends to be a little bit more of a time lag. So time flies when we're having fun. Thank you so much. And We will be right back on the Truth is Funny to address more of these incredibly interesting approaches to health, wellness, and chronic illness.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit The Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
So this is Karen Benton, and I am filling in for Colette today. We have been talking with Dr. Laura Stuve about the incredible background in microbiology and genetics and the incredible relationship between the microbiome and the immune system and genetics. And we are going to explore with Laura now some of the case studies that she's experienced doing the work that she does that blends these two backgrounds together. Laura, are you back with us?
Yes, I am. And one of the areas that I'm really excited to be working in now is autoimmune disease. And I've seen a number of people that often come in with a lot of digestive issues, inflammation, systemically, on, you know, 3 to 6 different types of pharmaceutical medications and still pretty debilitated with exhaustion and emotional and physical symptoms. And what I've seen working with the tools of Body Talk, integrating in all the latest science of the microbiome and the immune system, is one, I use this latest science. So I can read about a new discovery in science in a peer-reviewed paper, and I can be using it that afternoon in my clinic, which is very exciting to me as a scientist. And two, that the combination of the science and the mind-body techniques really work. So I've seen people with lupus and other types of really debilitating issues, you know, work with their physicians to come off for one medication and then the second medication, and pretty soon they're medication-free, their food intolerances have cleared such that they can eat a much broader range of healthy foods without serious restriction and without, you know, the bloating and the discomfort and the foggy head symptoms. And in this work, I typically do a lot of repair of the microbiome, repair from dietary factors and, you know, food additives, alcohol, fluorine in the water, antibiotics, all damage the microbiome. But since microbes reproduce really quickly, it is very easy to repair these ecosystems. The other main area that I work in these sessions where I've seen really outstanding results, people, you know, report to me that they're really, they feel like they're a new human. They have the energy that they had 20 years ago and they can now eat like a normal human and they're off their medication. I work to clear the areas where lifestyle, their diet in the past, toxins they've been exposed to, even in childhood or fetal life, has locked their genes into a state of imbalance. And those are really working to clear the epigenetic factors, which are the lifestyle factors that have constrained the genetic potential for health. So all of those areas come into my treatments, and I'm really excited to be training healthcare practitioners to do exactly what I do in this area.
Fantastic. Wow. I mean, it sounds so hopeful. So many people with dietary restrictions have been led to believe that they're not going to be able to eat a particular subset of food for the rest of their lives. And from what I hear you're saying, that it's not necessarily the case. And there can be an incredible increase in the global communication pattern within the body and the mind, looking at all the different factors that you spoke of to change the entire way the body and the microbiome see the foods that come in, right? And can react to them differently.
Yes, absolutely. And this is one area where there's always an emotional story as to why the immune system is responding to a food as an intolerance or an allergy. And so the body has the information of these emotional stories, and we just need to listen and release that emotional charge, often from things that happened when we were 2 years old that we don't even remember.
So, would you share a case study with that? Or any one of them?
So do you want me to do a case study, or shall we use our time to do group session? I'm happy to do either.
Well, you know what? Yeah, let's do the group session. That sounds fantastic. We spoke of that at the beginning of the hour, where we're going to, normally we take callers and we work with them one-on-one, but we're just changing the format a little bit. And Laura, maybe you could speak to that, to the power of group sessions for the community that is listening to this live with us now, or to anyone who listens to this on the recording or the podcast afterwards.
So the primary part of my practice is to work individually with clients, and then we can really dive into all the, you know, the very specific personal stories that are behind our individual health issues. But there, as we spoke about at the beginning, this whole rise in inflammation, pain, autoimmune disease, allergies is so common now. There are some very common threads and common stories. So by doing a session tuning into the energy of the collective or the group, we can also see some very powerful shifts. and I regularly do these group treatments, and I've had people report, you know, miracles. That I just had a woman who had she had a constant state of motion sickness that she's had for years. She's had to be on a medication, and in a group session that I gave at a class, she was able to completely get off that medication, and she's now symptom-free for the first time in 5 years. And that was from a group session and not an individual session. So
that's fabulous. So we have about 4 minutes, so let's just dive in and all of us get the benefit of experience the incredible knowledge and wisdom of Dr. Laura Stuvey.
All right, so I want everyone to take a deep breath and bring the focus of your breath into your heart. And I want to point out that this group session is going to be just for you, as well as for everyone, whether you're listening live or listening later to the podcast. And the first thing that is coming up is to clear fear in the brain, in an area of the brain called the limbic structures, that are where we have our emotional responses and our stress and fear response. And this is the subconscious fear that we've accumulated over our lives, that all microbes are dangerous for our health. Okay, so we're just going to release that emotional energy. Now we're going to tune in to the immune system. And there is a belief system, a mindset in the immune system that is constraining its ability to maintain balance and to be live in a harmonious relationship with the microbiome ecosystems within. So the cells we're working on are the T cells that are the regulatory, or what I call the peacekeeper cells, that make powerful anti-inflammatories. And the belief system is that their job is not needed because microbes are bad. They don't need to work to create harmony with the microbes within. So these powerful anti-inflammatory cells are underproducing their capabilities to reset balance in the body. And this is tied into the root chakra, that survival level energy center at the base of the body, and this subconscious fear that we're clearing in the brain.
Perfect. So we have about 1 minute left, so go ahead and finish up the last piece of this.
So the last piece of this is that we're going to do a powerful boost of these anti-inflammatory hormones made by the immune cells. So when I look out at the collective, they're all a little wimpy in terms of their capability of resetting balance in the immune system. So we're going to boost those anti-inflammatory hormones. Everyone's going to take a nice deep breath, and I'm doing a remote tapping procedure to activate all of these balances.
And everybody can tap themselves when they're listening if they want, their head, their heart, and their abdomen. And oh my goodness, yeah. So powerful. Laura, thank you so much. It is always a pleasure to connect with all of the community out there in the audience. A big thank you to Dr. Laura Stuvey for taking the time to share her incredible wisdom, knowledge, and background with us and with the community. And Laura, could you tell us again, what is your website?
So thank you, everyone, for hosting me today and being here with me. My website is www.dnaintuitive.com.
Okay, thank you to Carter for our producer and for all of the community out there who's listening. Colette will be back next week, Wednesday at 8 a.m., and bye for now. We wish you all a fabulous holiday season and look forward. I'll be back next month on the third Wednesday of the month to talk with all of you. Many, many blessings.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.